Okay, let's ask you a question. Who thinks that listening and listening well is really important? Do you think it's a good idea? Okay, fantastic. Now, have you ever had that moment, this is for boys and girls, for children, where you haven't heard fully your parents? Yeah? They're not even listening to me now, that's fine. Occasionally, there is one member of our family, when you ask for the third time, you get this rebuttal, I hear you! But they're not listening. Or maybe it's when you're talking to your other half and you realize that an agreement was made. You were present, but like the leader of the opposition, not involved. There can be passive hearing. Or maybe you're at work and you're in a meeting and you suddenly time out and you hear your name mentioned. And you've got that awkward moment because you can't admit that you never heard what they said. Or maybe you're a student and you rock up to a tutorial and you realized you weren't listening at the right moment. And you realized you haven't done what you've done. I've had that plenty of times when I was a student a long time ago. You see, there is a difference, it is said, between hearing, which is kind of passive. We hear things and sounds all the time. But listening is something that we do when we're tuning in and concentrating. Hearing and listening. I want to say three things, because this Christmas time and throughout Advent, we've been thinking about hope. And if we need hope, it's now. So three things just to say about hearing and listening that bring us hope. And the Bible, I think, particularly what we're going to read now, has something to say to us today. So we're going to read the Bible passage now. I'll read it out. Let's listen from Luke chapter 2, verses 15 through to 20. When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem to see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in a manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen, which was just as they had been told. First thing is this. The first reason that we can have hope is that this story reminds us of something profound. That God chooses to reveal himself. He chooses to speak to shepherds. The shepherds were far, far from any kind of religious ideal that you can imagine. And these shepherds were even more so. These were not even your normal shepherds. They were likely to be your 0 hours contract workers. And yet God speaks to them. God reveals himself to us as he reveals himself through this revelation to people who are far from God. So however you feel today, be assured of this, that we can have hope because the royal announcement of the birth of Jesus is given to the most unlikely, least qualified, least ready people ever. God speaks to these shepherds in the most amazing way. And there's something that tells us about whether we hear or whether we listen. Because familiarity can mean that we can tune out from listening to hearing if we become familiar with what it is that's being said. So, for example, being here today, if you've been in church lots, there is a sense in which we can hear the carols, we can hear the familiar stories, and we can stop listening to the power and the reality of the message. Just think of some of the carols that we've sung already today. The words are amazing, absolutely profound. And there is something profound for us today, and that is this, that God speaks and chooses those who are far from him. And do you know there's something significant about shepherds? Because we know in the history of Israel, there was a man called David who was chosen by God as a boy. And God used him powerfully in the most remarkable way. So there is no coincidence that God chooses to speak to shepherds, because God always throughout the Bible has revealed and spoken to the least likely, the most unlikely messengers. And that, folks, brings us hope. Secondly is this. The shepherds listen to the angels because it is the angels. They're profound God's messengers. First thing happens, the angel speaks, and then the choir comes and says the glory, speaks of the glory of God. We have hope, or we can learn specifically about hope from Mary. Because the shepherds have heard from the angels who are profound. The shepherds are the least likely messengers, but their lives are changed by what it is they hear. When God speaks, the path that they're on radically changes. They seek out Mary and share everything that the angel says to them. And her response is this, to treasure and to ponder what it is that she hears from them. And I want us to conclude very simply with this kind of third reason that I think that we can have hope. If you think about what it is the angel says, accompanied with the heavenly host, it speaks of Jesus. Accompanied with the presence of the angels. And the reason that we can have hope today is this, is that we believe that God is here right now by his presence. You see, if we're not careful, if we stop listening to the words and listening to the words of the carols, we can tune out at Christmas to just passively hear. But the truth is, God is here. God can bring supernatural breakthrough. In the hardest of circumstances, he appears to shepherds, he can appear to us today. Secondly, we can have hope if we make the decision to choose to treasure what it is that God says in the form of his book. And we choose to ponder. And ponder just simply means to reflect and apply it to our lives. And I want to finish us with this thought as we head into Christmas with this. The same revelation that appeals to the shepherds speaks of Jesus. And we celebrate that God has got a book out. It's called the Bible. It's Jesus in print. It's still one of the fastest, if not the fastest selling book in the world. People testify to reading this book like Mary, if they treasure and ponder it, and it changes lives dramatically. Mick has talked of the Alpha Course in the new year. The very founder of the Alpha Course, Nicky Gumbel, was an ardent atheist studying law at Cambridge. He read the Bible and his life was radically changed. A French philosopher, Voltaire, said that the Bible would become extinct and the only place we'd be able to see is in museums. 50 years after his death, his home in Geneva became a storehouse for the Bible Society where they kept their Bibles. You can't stop it. So my question simply is this. Like the shepherds who encountered God, this Christmas, God wants to speak to us. God wants to reveal to us where Jesus is. So today we can meet him, and for the first time, or be reacquainted with him. Secondly, we can encounter his power, which may be a situation in life that you need God's presence. And thirdly, we can encounter him every day by choosing to actively listen to his word. How do you do that? One, start by listening to the SDC Foundations podcast. Not on at the minute because we're into Christmas, but in the new year. There are lots of different ways. Come on the Alpha Course. There's a whole section of that course dedicated to the scriptures and what it means to read the Bible. Friends, let's stand together and let's pray. Jesus, we celebrate that you are here by your Spirit. That Jesus, as you revealed through the angels your power and your presence, I pray this day that every heart in this place will encounter you afresh. Amen.